This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, January 23rd, 2025.
Already Thursday.
I tell you what, for those of you that were not in this very room, you just missed a hell of a, probably what would have been a great podcast. We gotta do it, but we can't do it live because of...
No.
And we also gotta remind... not focus on the fact that it's taping. We just sitting here, me and Fat Boy.
Hello?
Footsie's a...
Radio's Fat Boy.
As he's known on company email.
Oh, yeah.
I popped...
She loved that one. That's the good one.
That's funny. Footsie. You called him Footsie on company email. I was like, yeah, I did.
But then
Mark called you Fat.
Well, look.
He said, thanks, Fat.
Let's hear what else comes out. In the afternoon.
Hey. Oh, the text. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just in here having a fun little casual conversation that was just like, dare I say, brilliant. It was just very casual, but very deep and also really funny.
It really starts when you walk in the door. I mean, the show really does.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we should run tape on it before 10 or 15 minutes.
I wouldn't play up for it. I forget when the camera's on. I forget, so I'm not sitting here like worried about my posture. Clearly, if you've ever watched a video or even looking at the film or the camera or whatever. But that was good stuff. And then what it is then we'll sit here now and start talking about something completely different. And then we'll be here like an hour later saying, God, what was it we were talking about, man? It was so good.
We got to have a note taker, an intern, something.
A shot caller, a baller, a note taker. Every day, listen, here I go.
Now, loud jacket. I'm thinking about posture now because I was sitting down the other day and I'm like, this ain't comfortable. Like, I didn't pay attention to how bad the posture was and I was completely slumped over. And I felt like, you know, my neck was just going to slide off my body.
Oh, God.
I was like, I'm just like slouching, and it wasn't even comfortable.
Somebody has to usually make you aware, and somebody made me aware. It's not even from a, like, this, because sometimes slouching is comfy. I mean, slouching, now in the wrong chair, it's not. You'll end up screwing your spine up real bad. Like, I know that from a family member, and not my mom, but a family member that had just a poorly made chair, like a recliner that you'd buy at I'm not going to offend any stores.
You can say Big Lots since they're going out of business.
Okay, then. There we go. Although I thought they started making like or selling like nice furniture.
Yeah, they did.
I think that's what screwed them.
They evidently started too late.
Like, you know, and I look, I'm right there with you. I went there, but I was going to say, usually like poor people go there. Yeah. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Hobos.
But then they's like, hey, guess what? We're going to carry like Broyhill, probably not Broyhill, but you know, Lazy Boy or whatever. And it's like, hold up, what?
Yeah.
What you, dude? Where's the dollar aisle?
They went with the good stuff.
And then I'm totally being judgmental and fun. But then you got the upper middle class or whatever. They're like, God, they have a great deal on the Broyhill settee. With the vanity, blah blah blah, but it's from Big Lots though. So like, no, they never like really maybe fit in with either side. That may God, that's really what it may be.
You know, one of the last
plus the name Big Lots. what?
One of the last holiday parties we went to, somebody was like, "Here's this from so and so store, and it was on sale for $120." I'm like, that ain't a sale. I don't care.
What was it?
It was some kind of.
Like clothes?
No, it was some kind of furniture piece. Like it was like in some kind of potter, like a planter maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Like a tall one.
Oh.
Like kind of like a black one you'd see like in 80s movies.
Yeah.
80s cocaine, you know, drug.
Right. I knew exactly kind of what you were saying.
And she's like, $120 at so-and-so store. I'm like, I've been in that store once, and that ain't a sale. That's an awful price.
Is the name of that store, does it have two names and it rhymes?
No,
okay,
it's
so
like...
it's not Hobby Lobby.
If it were anywhere else, the only way you could get to it would be by boat. It's the only way you could access this name
like
of
a time
store.
Travel boat? Like an old time boat?
Let's say it was named after a certain wooden structure at the beach.
Okay,
that
a
you
pier.
Used to stare at jellyfish.
Pier? A pier?
Maybe.
Like one pier?
One. Just one.
I literally just got it. I wasn't playing along. I literally just got that. So anyway, I can tell you this is the basis of that thing. First off, Paige is not here again because you would have already heard it. I will say this, and it's nice that everybody's like, it's nice that people show concern when someone is out.
I mean, yeah.
But that same person that you're concerned about is on the same social media for which we are. So maybe shoot them a tweet.
Should have reached out to them.
Instead of at least tag them in it.
Like, you know, I like how it's a fleeting thought, though. If somebody's not here, they're like, oh, we're so-and-so. They're out. Okay. On to the next 3 hours and 45 minutes.
Right. Yeah. So I was talking about, so we were talking about the company email and the kind of lax, depending on who you're talking to within the company, like it can get kind of casual, anything you wouldn't say in person or anything like that. But so the big boss called Fat Boy Fat on the
and depending on who you are, you can say whatever, which look, that's just how it is.
So yeah, because in the one where they said Paige isn't going to be in back in until Friday, it's like, she's not sick. She fled the country because Trump was inaugurated. And no one laughed at that either. I thought was that too political for company email? But anyway.
Notice how Trump trumped the California wildfires. Haven't heard much about that.
I think they're good now.
It's got sworn in. We'll just say that. I can't say the I word.
It is tough. Especially when you're saying it in a past tense verb. Like, I can say it as an event, like I'm not going to try it now. Inauguration. I don't know that I'm saying it right. I think I'm doing it too fast to quickly bypass part of it. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
I don't want to end up saying something bad.
I don't mean to get off on a track, but like, I just remember seeing they had the one of the cops on that got assaulted during the whole J6 deal.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, they asked him, do you have a message for so-and-so, one of the leaders? And he's like, yeah, go F yourself. But he said the word, and then this was on CNN.
Uh-huh.
And then the anchor, like, literally jumps out of her chair, and I'm like, come on. That's not the right reaction.
I love it. I mean, I don't like it because, you know, eventually, God forbid, that dump button ain't going to work one day. Like, something's going to...
She apologized
or something. She apologized to the viewers.
I'm sorry we didn't catch it in time. Like, who, don't apologize for it. Let them say it. I'll be doing the birds with them.
You know what they should do? This would be very dramatic but fun. They should have. You remember how Ellen would give away like 20 grand? She'd have some kid on there and say, "Hey, this .com company is giving you $20,000." Every time somebody cusses on the news, they should have some charity or not some sponsor walk out with a check payable to the FCC for $250 and present it live on TV and then just keep going with it. Do you have to pay per or is it just for the amount of time?
So that's the thing with people.
I'd see how many I could get in 1 minute.
That's what some people forget is, you know, if it's cable, anything on cable is good to go. They just self-monitor for the advertisers. But
yeah. So if we had a paywall, we could just say whatever.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't have ads, but, you know, you could really say whatever.
And wouldn't last long either because it's a paywall.
They can let whatever through, but, you know, they like to self-police it, they say.
Yeah.
Just like I thought Raw was going to get rough when it went to Netflix, but they kind of they don't do that either.
Yeah, but on the other hand, and I mean, it's fair and balanced here. Like AEW last week, they were dropping S-bombs.
Yeah, I heard Dustin Rhodes did a couple.
And I forget else. Who else did it? Ricochet or somebody. But it was like...
Why don't you have a character named S?
What do you mean?
Like, that's his name, S. Here comes the S word.
Well, they've had Ass Man before. They've had the ding-a-lings. Remember them? The guys that were covered in bells. It was like, wow. Later would I know that would come back to haunt me in Disney World with my child.
I forgot about the ding-a-lings.
Yeah. I mean, that was late. And then you had the
what a great team.
The one, they were brothers. They were a tag team. They were billed as brothers. And they would come out in flesh-colored suits and with, like, luchador masks on in the same thing. So they looked like walking penises. But I can't remember what their names were. I want to say they were in ECW.
I can't remember either.
I don't even know how to Google that. No. Wrestlers that look like penises. Ric Flair just popped up.
Double J had a hard time saying Motor City Machine Guns.
Oh, he said the S word on that. That was... Was that at the one at Greenville?
I think it might have been.
Jeff Jarrett said motor S-word machine guns.
Talk about J-E.
Studded City.
Double F. G. God dang it.
Jeff Garrett? Who the hell is that?
J-A-R-R-E-T-T. Jeff Garrett.
Yeah, I'm sure there's an indie wrestler already named Double J.
Oh, is there a Jeff Garrett? Like, you just got a shout out. Is that your name?
Is there a Levi Garrett? Man, that's cool.
He's got a tobacco guy.
I think the name Levi is awesome. Like, that's one that's kind of went astray.
I know a couple Levi's. Now I wonder.
I think it's a badass name.
Were they named after the Chew?
The Chew or the Jeans? Which one was it? Or is it? Is your real name Leviticus? Is that short?
Somebody had to look at their...
Levi, that was a... Or am I thinking of just Leviticus? I think Levi was in the Bible, actually.
I think it was an Elton John song, too. He shall be Levi.
Are you being serious?
I think it was it? Let me look. Let me look in the catalog here, see if I got it.
I don't know.
I don't know what a name.
These are other moments when you
Levon.
Levon? Like Kirkland?
That's what I assume it was. Elton John wrote a song about Levon Kirkland. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I guess I'm just thinking of Leviticus. Oh, yeah. Tickle My Ivories. Reginald.
Well, thank you, right. Well, I can't do a good Levon Kirkland. A, I don't want him to come here and smash me. B, this is hard to do. Great guy, though. Hell of a good cook.
His faster music, like his slow music, makes me sleepy.
It sucks that he can't see now, or he says he can't see out of the one eye. But he's toured enough to where I never got to saw him, but look, I had my chances. I don't feel that bad. I've come to terms with it. I just don't go to stuff.
No, you don't.
I could have saw Rod Stewart last year in the summer on a Saturday. It was perfect.
You better go see Big X the Plug. And I don't mean walk out on your porch and watch it because you live very close to there.
Is that a rapper or is that something Melissa has down at Adam and Eve? That
we've went over this.
the big massage machine.
He's doing it saying mm-hmm. And Texas and many others. Big as Hell, I think, is one of his other tunes.
You know.
That's the thing now. Yeah, I was thinking about this yesterday. If you're a I'd say maybe like a rapper or a pop singer. Hell, maybe all of them, all the genres. Don't be skinny anymore.
No, we all, what's his name, Blunts?
That dude?
Roy Blunts.
Dave Blunts. Dave Blunts, Jelly Roll, I'm telling you, if he loses too much weight, it's like when the you see that turnstile of women that have big butts and rap. And when something happens they don't want to play along with the game of the industry, or their butts get smaller.
And it doesn't work.
They're out. And there comes the new one.
You know, thanks to SNL this past week, I found out who Glorilla is. I didn't know about Glorilla before.
I'd not heard.
But she's got a butt too. Like they all got butts. Megan Thee Stallion, she got a butt.
Yeah, I mean even this you have to now. That's why I'll never make it. I don't have one. And which is getting back to the posture, which makes you more aware if you don't have an ass. Like if you got a big butt, I don't think your posture matters.
No.
Because you know how they say if you sit on a yoga ball or whatever. Is it a yoga ball? Is that right? That sounds
Yeah, they
right.
recommend that for your back.
Okay, well, I do that sometimes when I'm... It does, but you don't understand how like straight you just naturally sit without that, you know, like a trust fall, which is the chair. You're just sitting there. You don't realize you're kind of squatting, and it's good for you. But damn, if you get too comfortable on it and you start to slide, you're a goner. I mean, you're not going to recover that. Because, I mean, think about it. You sitting on that ball. If you just, I dropped my pen. Let me slide it. Uh-uh. No, you're going to wipe the hell out. There comes John Cena because you're going to wipe out.
Man, somebody that we know who used to train people in the gym.
Yeah.
Said he got turned off from yoga balls because he associated it with a bad memory. This girl he used to train was a big girl. And they would work out with the yoga balls to warm up. And she said she loved the yoga balls because it reminded her of a certain activity she would perform with a male. The way she would bounce on the yoga balls. She's like, this is just like that. And he's like, that kind of grossed me out from yoga balls.
Yeah. Oh, I think you're going to say it's going to pop. I've seen those videos online. Where it's like somebody's taking a video of the security camera back at the gym. That's got to be part of one of the cool parts of working at a gym. Or really anywhere where there's surveillance.
Or the one that Party Man Dan used to work at where they did coke in the back and worked out with each other.
Well, yeah. But I mean, just like access to watching security camera footage of people falling and stuff. Like
it's got to be a lot.
Yeah. Like you've got to have an Instagram page.
Old people working out, they like to bang the weights a lot. You don't really have to on the machines, but they like to.
Dude, there is a guy that goes to my gym. Well, I don't want to say how old he is, but the dude is probably 20 years older than I am.
That's going to put him up there.
Right, or like, I'm 49, so I'd say dude's knocking on 70's door or maybe walked in a couple years ago. But just, and not steroid looking, but just in good physical shape. I mean, like, but toned.
Okay.
And but he every time, well, not every time, but generally, he's always over there working out, and he's got his freaking earbuds in, and he's just sitting there, and I'm like, what is the payoff here? Because he's in there all the time, and it's to live longer.
Yeah, you got to maintain.
But what is he missing out on by being in there all the damn time? Like, it's a give, take.
I tell you what, a guy who looks like he does, in good shape, I bet you he's probably in there 45 minutes tops.
He looks like RFK Jr., especially with the tan. Like, really. Like, looks like, dude, if you know who you are, come introduce yourself or nod at me or whatever next time.
How you doing?
Well, he might not talk like that, but...
What if it is him?
I admire you, not in a sexual way, but just in a way of like, damn, dude, good for you, but I just wanted like the trade-off.
You think Trump works out? What would that look like?
I don't.
If it looks like anything like you looked in the...
I haven't seen him without a trench coat on for like 20 years. I don't know what that body looks like.
That look he gets when he's disengaged or like don't care like he had in the church the other day. Imagine he's got that look when he's working out. If the White House has a Peloton or a Bowflex or...
And the Secret Service would have to like stand in there with him while he's working out. So are they in like shorts and a tank too? Their finger in their ear, wearing sunglasses.
I need you to count the reps.
They're in the sauna with him with the sunglasses on. They're all fogged up. What'd you call me? I said fogged up. Listen, it's Thursday, and I believe by now you already know what that means. Facebook fussing. And a whole bunch of stuff. Feel free to call or text us on the TLCMotors.com phone line. You can text or call, same number, 1-800-774-0093. And... holler at us. We're going to start off once again with Fat Boy telling us what's going on in what he's working on in the Plex.
Well, one of the most popular shows of the 2010s is coming back. It's going to come back for, I guess they're calling it a reunion season. The show went off the air in 2017.
God, but they're out of ideas.
It ran for 11 seasons, though.
Yeah.
We'll tell you what the show is.
Rarely does that ever work. Rarely. And there's one that did, and I can't think of what it is off the top of my head.
This one might, but, you know, we'll have to see. I feel like maybe you could revisit some stuff, but you can only do it once. Can't go back to the well and too
they
much.
Don't, but, yeah, the ones we kind of, like, have a hankering for, they don't go and do updates on. Like,
nope.
Do a what's a good update they could do on?
Well, see, they brought back Unsolved Mysteries, and those are pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean like a sitcom where
sitcom.
They could just come in and do, like they used to back in the day, like Bat Gilligan's Island and the Brady's milked that. You know what I mean? They took every advantage. They went to Hawaii like 10 times and had Christmas shows and all this stuff.
Yeah, a lot of Brady's.
All right. We will we'll get to headlines with Fat Boy right after this. Good morning, everybody.
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise, guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Rise Guys Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. You know, it's been a while since this show's been on the what do you call it? A word. Shows come on.
Air?
Air. There you go. Been a while, but it's coming back. Very popular show. I think we've talked to a few people on this show. Not a sitcom. And it's not going to have the full cast. It last aired in 2017 after 11 seasons. And I'll give you a hint. One of the famous relatives from this show went on to be a spokesperson for modular homes and blue plastic cups.
Oh, Duck Dynasty.
It is Duck Dynasty. It's coming back. Talk about Uncle Si, of course.
Yeah. He was on and Phil.
Yeah, we've had Phil. I think we may even had Sadie when she was doing Dancing with the Stars.
Never had the other one. I'm not, like, disrespecting. I just can't remember.
Well, you got Uncle Si's coming back, and you got Willie.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Willie and his wife, Corey, they'll be back.
He's not doing the religious tours anymore, I guess.
Is he not?
I don't think
he was. Person not coming back, they might talk about him, is Phil. Phil is battling Alzheimer's disease. Reportedly in poor health.
Hmm. Why do you say that like you don't believe it?
Well, like, they talked about it, but I just wonder how they're going to get around that. How do you even address it?
He's up there, but, like, look at – what is he? He played under Terry Bradshaw?
I think he's played like, started ahead of him.
Ahead of him? Okay. Yeah. So you got to think. Yeah.
It's was it Louisiana Tech?
Yeah.
They played together?
Yeah.
Sorry, I wonder how this came about. Did A&E approach him? Or they're like, look, Duck Commander or whatever's kind of sales are dropping a little. Do we want to get back on the show? Get it going?
I thought they already had – they did another spinoff because I saw it over Christmas, another little spinoff show that they do. But it didn't include the – it was only like a full – you remember how like Jackass spun off and they did like the Island Boys or whatever it was called?
Yeah, that was Steve-O and – Chris Pontius,
right? Yeah, yeah. Island Boys. Just,
they got to doing that where they'll spin off a lot of shows, and they just kind of get back to the original.
I think one of them's wife has a big home goods brand or something.
God, probably. I wouldn't doubt it. That's where they go, right? They'll either go like Magnolia's all over the Targets, and then you got the whoever at Home Goods.
Magnolia owns like 50% of the store in Target. God. Like the inside, the whole middle of the store is them. You don't realize it. You look at the price tag.
Look, I won't say that I didn't benefit from some great recipes in one of Joe's cookbooks, but they got a lot of stuff, man. That's a machine.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you even do anything else?
Yeah.
Why are you still building houses? We're still making them over.
Probably really not.
Not doing
probably
it anymore.
Like just flippers that they're bought and they're doing themselves.
That they'll flip and keep. Yeah. Right. Yep. So, I don't have a date for Duck Dynasty's return, but I mean, people would check it out for a little bit, right?
Are they going to call it a cool name? Is it just called?
I think they're just going to call it Duck Dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, maybe again.
Pick it back up.
Don't know if Godwin's going to be on there or anybody else. The other big news going around is.
The other big news.
Yeah. I mean, look, this really is. This probably, you know what, might be bigger than the first story. It depends on how much you like Oreos and how much you like to eat. Coming soon to a store near you, Limited edition Oreos featuring. You know what? I should have had
something disgusting, or is something just? Well, it won't be disgusting because they're a big national brand. It's just makers of food now are all on drugs. You walk up and down the aisles, you're like, oh, Skittled flavored coffee or pizza flavored taco suppositories. I'm kidding that last one. But this is weird.
Or they want you to come up with the idea on social media, then they'll just pick it up.
Exactly. And I know it's all for shelf space, because that's why, like, there's 50 different types of Reese cups now, because they can keep all the other. Shut up. It's Reese. Get over it.
Reese.
I've never said Reese's. It's Reese's. You say Reese's Pieces or Reese Peasy?
Reese Peasy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, these are the first ever Twisted Cream Center with salted caramel and shortbread flavors, sandwiched between the chocolate and golden cookie. Oreos, limited edition, Post Malone Oreos. Yeah.
You know, every time I see him, he's smoking a cigarette. So thinking about him,
cigarette flavored Oreos.
I mean, it just does.
I tell you what, when they had the NBA Oreos,
has Jelly Roll not had a food product?
I mean, come on. It's right there.
Jelly, the jelly beans.
The NBA Oreos, they were a big seller. The gay Oreos were a big seller. You can't really find those.
What was that,
anymore.
Rainbow flavored?
Yeah. And then the Lady Gaga Oreos, those were big. You couldn't find those anymore.
I didn't even know about those.
Yeah. So these are going to be big too. Somebody buy one just to keep it like, oh, it's Post Malone's Oreos.
Right. Yeah. That's how hoarding starts. I was that way with Wheaties boxes until I realized that. I'm serious. I would save Wheaties boxes thinking in the future I will have these Wheaties boxes from the Braves winning the World Series and various Michael Jordan ones and stuff. And then I realized the hobby said, well, you know what? We don't necessarily need the cereal inside, so you can just break them down flat. And I'm like, are you telling me that I've been saving this damn cereal for 25 freaking years?
You know what? That's the old California Raisins mentality. When those came out, people were like, I'm going to retire off of these.
Yep.
Being realized by mass production.
Days of Thunder cars from Hardee's.
Never even heard of a Carl's Jr.
No.
Knowing that's the same company and they got them too.
I thought of them poorly. I did. I was like, y'all are ripping off Hardee's, man. Clearly. Like, you're selling the same menu. Hardee's, do y'all know about this? I've seen it in movies. You're being ripped off.
God, man, I love the Days of Thunder car when you got the Super Flow, the pink and the white one.
Oh, God, yes.
This is cool.
I can remember, like, my dad being a gem of a man driving me around to different Hardee's looking for them.
Yeah, because they all had the city Chevrolet. But like, I already got this one.
That was the most overproduced one.
Yeah, well, let me get that Super Flow car.
Yeah.
Or the Maliella.
There was even, like, gold vinyl Super Fractures then. We just didn't realize it. Just the short print cars and all that stuff.
They got to bring that back. I'm out of here. That's headlines.
Fat Boy, thank you. But before you go, I want to ask you what you're working on in sports.
The Bills Mafia might be the greatest fan base in all of sports. We'll tell you who they're benefiting now. You know, they raised money for Andy Dalton when the Bengals won a game to put them in the playoffs when they didn't have to win the game. You know, they could have jobbed Buffalo out. They raised a lot of money. When Tua got knocked out of the game, they raised a lot of money for Tua's foundation.
And I'm not making jokes, but that one, I think it was a man that broke his neck falling into that table.
Yeah.
Like, all those people banded together and, like, I think paid for his surgery because he didn't have insurance, which you're saying, well, he shouldn't have done it. Well, that's beside the point.
Dropping the two-point conversion this past weekend in the divisional game. Famous Baltimore Ravens charity is going to benefit now.
Huh.
Yeah. Tell you who it is in case you can't remember what happened
last Sunday.
I don't
know any famous Baltimore charities. That's...
Well, Ravens. Well, this charity is not really famous.
But... Oh, okay. All right.
I've never heard of a charity like this, to be honest with you.
Huh.
Actually, it will hit close to home to you, Madman.
Diabetes.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
You might be able to benefit from it.
Oh, hell. Give me that number. All right. Tell me next. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Ow! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise Guys. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
On this day in sports history, way back, 1984.
Oh, Lord, Summer Olympics.
And of course, I like to pose these as trivia questions, see if you'll get them. 41 years ago, 1984, Madison Square Garden.
The fact that 1984 was 41 years ago is unbelievable.
I mean, where does the time go? Really, I mean, where's it going?
Down the toilet.
He won his first WWF wrestling belt. 1984, Madison Square Garden.
Oh, come on, man. You going to give me something easy, serve it up like that. You're talking about Sterling Golden. You're talking about Terry Bollea.
He beat the Iron Sheik.
You're talking about Thunder Lips.
Thunder Lips. Thunder Lips beat the Sheik.
Yeah.
Try to say that one time.
Beat
normal.
The Sheik out of him.
He beat Khosrow to win his wrestling title. He's no longer with us, the Iron Sheik.
No.
Arn. Some people even called him. That's cool, too.
Arn Sheik.
The Arn Sheik.
But I still think Arn Anderson should have, at least for one match, dressed up as a Sheik and been Arn Sheik. That would have been, at least for maybe a Turner Halloween party or something.
Well, you know, this is...
Talking about you, Marty.
Marty Lundy. Interesting insight from the Patriots vice president of content. He said, because he handles all the social media for the Patriots, a fan asked him if the Patriots would consider a Blue Sky account. He said, well, funny you mention that, because we actually tried to have a Blue Sky account, but the NFL stepped in and said, no Blue Skies. You're going to keep on X.
I don't know what that is.
It's an alternative platform to X.
Oh.
People were flocking to. Yeah.
They were flocking to it, and then it was kind of like Threads.
Yeah, I think it was one of the I don't know if it was people that had issues with Elon that were going to Blue Sky or if it was more.
Yeah, there was some big celebrity that had announced it. And the only reason I knew about it is because James Woods was talking crap to him. Also, John Rocker, he's a gem on Twitter, is he not?
If you want to go look at John Rocker posted a picture of Michelle Obama's birthday cake.
God bless, man.
You want to go check that out.
Like, man.
He's very wild on there.
He is in, like...
Did he start the whole Big Mike thing?
No.
Start the thing he did.
He didn't start that, but I want to... Man, he is like... And he still goes out and does like card shows, signing autographs and stuff. I bet his line is long now. I mean, he could go on tour with Morgan Wallen and...
He might write whatever you want on the ball.
Yeah, I've got one where he says F New York.
I know RG3 said one of the popular things that people would want him to sign is F the Cowboys, but he wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Did you see, this ain't sports related, but we talked about Elon, so might as well throw it in. Did you see that he called Trump's investment into the AI infrastructure stupid? And I'm like, is this where it starts to unravel a little bit?
Oh.
Because they're already calling Elon first buddy, which is a fun nickname. Is this where their relationship starts to fray a little bit? Trump kicks him out of the White House. Barron's got a room there. I imagine Elon's got a room there, too.
No, come on.
First buddy.
I did see another thing. Well, we can pick that up later. It's not sports related at all. But someone else talking about Elon and his gestures. But that supersedes sports, so I'll make a note here. I'll draw a little symbol to remind me later.
Well, Mark Andrews dropped what would have been the two-point conversion in this past weekend's divisional championship game.
Yeah.
Or divisional round game between the Bills and the Ravens. So, the Bills won the game. They're going to play the Chiefs. What did Bills Mafia do? They're hooking Mark Andrews up. They started a GoFundMe for his diabetes charity, which I can tell you the exact name of here, for juveniles with diabetes. Not rappers, but...
Oh.
Actual people underage.
I do it for Juventude Guerrero.
Juve.
Yep.
So they started the GoFundMe for research and advocacy for those living with type 1 diabetes.
I will raise money for stational diabetes. Just stational. Nothing else. Stational diabetes only. Just stational. You medical people are loving that one.
Yeah,
women have been pregnant.
You pregnant women that eat too much?
You get it a lot of times from just DNA or whatever. Or you're not eating enough.
If you eat like hell, like I do. $140,000 is the goal. They're already up to $92,000. Mark Andrews has not commented yet.
Is that a Bills Mafia, is that like a – I know it's their fan base, but is it like an organization for real? Like you can join and
no,
do you get a cut?
They got – Now, here's the thing.
Do they jump you in?
I don't think it is, but they have merch. So somebody's got to have the trademark for it at this point. And I imagine the NFL swooped in pretty quick. And you know how Roger, with his money, is. He likes to, you know.
Uh-huh.
He's a procurer. So I'm sure they have that trademark. But, you know, this is the wildest fan base in all sports.
And it'd be great if there was like a group of congressmen that were kind of rowdy and they were known as the Bills Mafia. We stop them.
God.
We don't pass any of them.
Who would that?
We're the Bills Mafia.
You know what?
We're not passing any new bills.
We're going to end on that one.
Going to hell.
One might argue there's 435 of those already.
Oh, Lord. That's a low number, too. All right. You're ending it there?
Yeah, we got a damn clock, man. Gets up against
us. It's going to be some good football, though.
Yeah, we're down to we'll know who's in by Sunday night.
Yep.
9:30, we'll know who's going to be in Super Bowl licks.
I also found out kind of just very casually who my mother is a fan of, what NFL team. Guess.
I'm going to say Chiefs.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. That's, again.
Top of mind.
Exactly.
She probably likes Travis Kelce.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
I like his haircut.
Patrick Mahomes. I like his poofy hair. I was like, when I tried to have that look, you called me a bad word. All right. Good morning, everyone.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.